It's my pleasure talking with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on our Community Corner this Monday morning. And, Governor, very good day to you.
Well, hi, Dad. It's great to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, we're doing this interview on Friday afternoon, and within the past hour, you signed a proclamation regarding a health issue, I believe.
Regarding what, Harvest?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And for weight limits. So we extended that. We had signed one for 30 days, and our farmers are out in the fields, and Harvest is going strong. And what's really exciting is we're hearing really positive feedback for record yields for soybean and corn. And so, you know, we had some areas of the state that were fairly dry, and so that we're hearing that they're still coming in pretty strong. So that's encouraging. And as you know, that's such an important industry for the state of Iowa, and we're happy to hear that the yields are good and strong and that they're out there in the field. So we signed another 30 days for the weight restrictions for harvest so we can keep those trucks moving.
Good. Speaking of industry, we have this is the second day of the strike that's happening with the John Deere plants in Waterloo, Dubuque, Des Moines, Ottumwa, and in the Quad Cities. What's your feelings about that?
Well, you know, they're a leader in ag manufacturing. They're a state. They have a significant footprint. They employ a lot of Iowans and power farmers across the nation to keep our food supply moving. And so, you know, I'm confident that, you know, this is part of the process, that they'll be able to work together to come to some sort of a successful resolution that benefits both the employees and the employer. So I know they're working on it. They're in communication. And so I'm confident that they'll be able to find resolution.
And that was the first time they went on strike since 1986, 35 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, you know, but it's kind of reflective of what we're seeing. Workforce is an issue, and it not only in the state of Iowa, but across the country. And so we continue to see, you know, wages raise and in order to maintain and to not only retain, but to bring new talent on board, and so that'll be a factor in the negotiations that they're working on. But you know, it's a good company and a good place to work, and so we're confident they can find a successful resolution.
Governor Reynolds, there will be another legislative session, I believe, coming up later this month on the redistricting maps, and now we're back to the drawing board with map number 2 that lawmakers will be working on in a few weeks.
Yep. So, you know, we've got a really good process in the state of Iowa. So the first map was voted down. It goes back to LSA. They have to look at population and compactness. And so I think the legislature, you know, made a compelling argument. The people that weighed in on the process, some bipartisan concern in the maps. And so they'll come back with the second map. And again, they can vote that up or down. And if, you know, I don't think it's ever happened, but if it would happen to be voted down, then it goes back to LSA, and they redraw it again, and then it has the opportunity to, of course, be amended. But, you know, it's a fair process. It does not include gerrymandering. We're one of the few states that can say that. It's actually an example for, you know, that we've touted that other states should take a look at. So we'll wait and see, you know, they'll review and consider, and then after they've, you know, if it does pass, then it's sent to my desk for signature.
So they'll be discussing that again on the 25th of this
28th.
Month. Oh, 28th, excuse me, on the 28th
of
October.
Yeah, I think it's the 21st is when the new maps come out, and then we have so long that they have opportunity for individuals to weigh in, and then the special session is on October 28th. So not that far away.
Yeah.
Next week. So.
Not too long ago, not too far from now.
2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks, yeah.
Governor, let's also talk about the issue that happened in the courts just recently about masks in school. This is one of your big concerns.
Yeah, well, you know, we listened to parents last year. They, you know, we had parents that were concerned. We believe that parents are best positioned to make the decision in what's best for their children. They know their health and well-being of their child, and we believe that parents are the ones that should be making that decision. We basically said that, you know, local governments and school districts couldn't impose a mask mandate. It definitely did not say that people could not wear a mask. So, again, that's an option that parents have with their children, whether they want to have them wear a mask or not wear a mask. We drew a pretty activist judge. He stayed that. He finally filed the order. We have appealed it. They've agreed to an expedited hearing of that, and so they'll select a 3-member judicial panel that will then weigh in on the appeal. And so hopefully sometime in November we'll have a decision on that. But again, you know, it's not an order that, or it's not a law that says that you can't wear a mask. It's just a law that says you can't mandate a mask, that it's up to parents to make those decisions.
Again, we're talking with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds today here on KKWC about what's been going on in the state and other issues. You were in Texas about a week or so ago with some other governors from around the country on the immigration issue, and this is also a big concern that you have.
Oh, well, it is, because I'm seeing the impact that it has on our the state of Iowa. So, you know, I think sometimes people think that this is a border issue, and it just absolutely is not, and that's one of the reasons that we sent 28 law enforcement state troopers down to help the Texas Department of Public Safety and helping them in securing and protecting our southern border. And I know while I was down there, we had the opportunity to sit in on a briefing in the morning where we had not only Governor Abbott and nine other governors join me, but we had the commissioner of the Department of Public Safety that joined us, also the president of the Border Patrol Association. And, you know, just talked about how important it was and how much they appreciated having our law enforcement go down there and help them out. But they also talked about how, you know, it is a humanitarian and national security crisis. The number of illegal immigrants that are crossing the border hit an all-time high, 21-year high, 1.5 million. That doesn't include the 400,000 gotaways. And basically the message that they delivered, and then just the drugs that are pouring across the border and being dispersed throughout the state. Iowa is one of those main pipelines for the cartels' drug movement. It goes to Iowa, and then it's dispersed in the Midwest, and they were able to show us a map of the way the cartel moves the drugs. It's very, very concerning. Methamphetamine and fentanyl, and just the potency that we're seeing with the drugs today, it's really, really scary. It takes very little fentanyl to prove fatal. 2 milligrams already at the border since the beginning of the year. They've seized 10,500 pounds. That's more than the last 3 years combined, and it's enough to kill 7 times over the United States population. So it's real. It's serious. They're making $400 million a month. The cartel and smugglers are just smuggling people and trafficking people across the border. So it's very lucrative for the cartel. And basically, we gave them a 10-point plan that the president could issue, that he could implement tomorrow. It doesn't take an act of Congress that would secure the border, protect Americans, and stop the crisis. And so this is his. This is the president's. He owns this. This is a self-inflicted crisis, and again, he could stop it tomorrow by just reinstating policies like remain in Mexico, ending catch and release. And the other piece that's really concerning is they're not notifying states and governors when they are transporting or releasing migrants and unaccompanied children into our state. We become responsible for them, and my number one priority is to protect the health and safety of Iowans. And when we don't know what's happening and when they're being released in our state, it's not acceptable, and they need to be transparent and let us know what's going on.
Governor, before this interview, I did some calculating on November 8th of 2022. That is Election Day, and between now 389 days, you're going to have a lot of campaigning to do for the next 389 days or so forth.
Yeah, so hopefully I'm doing that every day by just doing my job and doing things like investing in foundational priorities like broadband and K-12 education and mental health and workforce housing, daycare, by reducing taxes, eliminating the inheritance tax, partnering with communities across the state with broadband expansion so we can drive prosperity and growth in every single corner of Iowa, just not in pockets. So hopefully, just by me doing my job every day, that's it's something that Iowans are appreciate and are aware of. We've not announced that my reelection yet, but we'll be making that announcement maybe toward the end of the year.
Okay, so that's sometime around late November, December, thereabouts, for the announcement that you're planning to seek another term there in Des Moines for the state of Iowa.
Or somewhere. We don't know where.
Very good. Very good. Governor Reynolds, always delightful to talk with you, and I hope you have a good weekend or so.
Thank you. You too, Pat. Thanks for talking. I appreciate it.